presse, c'ti. We made it, buddy. Come on down, man. Oh, fuck. I do 3 podcasts every day, you know what I mean? Yeah, so my brain, it's like a little bit dizzy because it's not my first language. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I can tell, yeah.
And I have to be interested about you. So, you know, so it's 1 hour, 15 minutes every time.
Okay.
To find who you are, you know. So I know you're the third one.
Okay.
So for I will, today. But yes, but okay. I will not, I'm going to be good and we'll have a good coffee arrive.
Okay.
So welcome to No BS with SB, man.
Thanks for having
Jason
me.
Jason Céline.
Céline.
Like Céline Dion?
Céline or
Céline.
In French, Céline in French.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Céline in English. And
are you French?
No.
But you speak well French.
I speak, yeah, but I don't have, I have the accent, but I don't have the the words. But je parle français.
So you don't have accent? You know?
No, I don't have the accent, but I'm missing a lot of words.
Yeah, it's normal because you don't use it exactly. Often like me.
Yeah.
Like me, no accent anymore in English.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I'm happy to see you, to invite you. Because you intrigue me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Intrigue me. You, yeah. I'm not sure, you know, what you feel when I talk to you in life. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like you don't care. Sometimes maybe you're shy. You know what I mean? Because you're a serious guy.
Sure. Yeah.
You're not a party guy. You don't have the big head. Okay. You know, you're methodic. You work, you know, like, it's serious.
Yeah.
And you don't take... When you kill, you don't. I kill everybody, and you know what I mean. And is it a protection for you, or is it the first time somebody tell you that?
Yeah, it takes a while for me to open up the. You know,
yeah.
But also, I think that most of the time when we talk, it's mostly at Grumpy's when I'm hosting, so it's like a stressful situation.
Yes, so Grumpy's. Continue. You can put your water on the table if you want. Put on the table.
It makes a lot of sound.
So I don't care. But it's our podcast. You make a sound. You're right.
Yeah.
Because for me to go to the Grand Prix for a spot, I'm fucked. It takes me a lot.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah, yeah. Grand Prix suck. Like, it's the gym.
Yeah.
It's the nightmare. So imagine if you host. Yeah, I realized that. I saw you at McLean too.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe you host too.
No, I didn't. No, I don't host McLean's.
But you host. I saw you
hosting. I have hosted, yeah. But now, on Sundays I'm usually not there. But,
oh, you don't go there anymore?
I go late because I have been on the show before.
Where is the show?
The Hostel.
The Hostel.
Comedy Village.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm there, and then McLean's usually by the time I get there, there's no audience or whatever. So
sad.
I just did a show, so I don't need to.
But you always did that before, twice. Why? What's happened?
Oh, in the summer, the Hostel show is on Thursdays.
Okay.
So I went to McLean's early.
Okay.
And then I probably hosted a McLean's or two.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So the reason why you're on the side is because you're going to host.
Yeah, like if I know I have to be, like Grumpy's like, well, I didn't host yesterday, but 2 weeks ago I was there for 3 hours hosting, or like signing up and then hosting. So it was 25 people did the show, so with the mic, so.
But you want a secret of comedy? You say how to succeed in comedy? Host a show at the Grand Prix, make you stronger than ever, you know what I mean?
I love Grumpy, it's good.
I know, I respect you a lot, you know what I mean? Because... You know already, you're not a rookie, by the way. Huh? How long you do comedy?
Well, technically, I went up the first time almost 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But the first year and a half, you know, you do once a month or whatever. So.
And you don't know how to.
Yeah.
So 4 year full time?
Like three, like I started at the beginning of summer 2016 of like every week.
Okay.
You know, and then like it built up to like four or five times a week.
And first show 5 years ago?
Almost.
We're going to talk about this show, okay?
Sure.
Because this show is the reason why you exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know? It's October 2014. So
well, look at that. You remember the date.
I know the day, 14th. Yeah.
So why you decide to be in the world of comedy? Because I felt like you're a calm guy.
Yeah.
You don't, why you need so much attention? You're like normal. You're not like weird, like a comedian. You know?
I started by writing and I just wanted to see if the jokes worked. So,
why you want to suffer in life? You know what I mean?
It's fun, man. I don't know. It's a lot of fun.
Do you understand my point? Do you have a brother and sister?
I have one sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so I'm older, older? So,
yeah, I'm older.
Okay, so maybe she took too much place in your life?
Yeah, I'm going to blame it on her. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because I have three sisters and fuck, man, I was
nobody. They take all the attention.
I was nobody.
Yeah.
So I have to try to find something, then they don't have it.
Okay.
Make laugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I was always like the quiet person.
Yeah.
But then I always had the one, you know, line to try to make people laugh. So.
Yeah,
I like the, I don't know, I like the feeling. You know, it's a good, it's a great feeling.
Because you know what, if you compare yourself like in life, like
sure,
you think I'm confident, and I think you're not confident. You know what I mean? Like in life, you're reserved.
Yeah.
Yeah, more. But I'm still, I'm very shy.
Yeah.
Like you, but I fight so much. So now you think I'm not shy anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a front, like you're putting because, on.
Yeah,
putting on
but something. But it took me a lot because when I realized that if you're shy in life, people are gonna take advantage of that.
Sure.
When you're a good guy in life, people think you're stupid.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm a good guy and I'm shy. So I said, what can I do in my life? So people think I'm not shy. I'm going to do crazy stuff. So
okay.
I start to do improv, theater.
Okay.
But I was shit in my pants, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I always said to myself, I will never sacrifice my passion because I'm shy.
Okay.
I think it's the same thing for you. Because you're really shy. Like when if...
Well, I don't know if I'm shy. I'm just like, I don't have a lot of energy.
Okay.
I'm just always super tired.
But you have a day job?
Yeah.
So when you say to the people who you work with, you said, I'm a comedian, they don't believe you.
I don't tell them that.
Okay.
I don't tell them that.
So why? Yeah. Why they don't know you're a comedian?
Mostly because I teach.
Okay.
Like adults, I teach adults, but I don't need them to know anything about me. So
okay.
I keep my personal life private. Like
this is very incredible. You're a teacher for adults,
mm-hmm.
and you don't make joke in your class.
No, because I don't really talk that much. I just correct them. So
okay.
Yeah. Because they're supposed to talk. They're
yeah, but if sometimes
it's people who sound like you.
Okay.
So right now my instinct is to correct you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Ah.
Because I just did that for 4 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're an English teacher.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you like this job? The time you're gonna succeed in comedy.
It's flexible. You know, I don't work. I work every day, but I don't work. You know, it's not eight to four. Whatever,
and it's not Tim Horton or a waiter in a restaurant.
No,
you know?
Which
it's
a
normal
like,
job.
A waiter's not like that'd be a good comedy job, but it is kind of a normal job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, and it took don't take a lot of energy in your life.
No, not that much. It doesn't take a lot of preparation before, like you know.
You make a nap between.
Hmm?
Do you make a nap?
No, because I am mostly downtown, so like
okay.
I go to people's offices,
okay.
So I don't have time to nap in between. No, they're all pretty close together, the classes, so it's time wise. So
let's go there. So when did you realize you want to be a comedian?
Probably around 7 years. Well, I knew I wanted to be in the
people.
Comedy world. You know,
okay.
Like
at seven.
No, at 7 years ago. So I'd say
okay.
2 years before I did. The comedy for the first time.
Is it somebody who forced you?
No. Well, I had a couple of good friends who, I don't know, I would just make laugh hanging out, and then we would watch comedy, and I was like, and you know, you're stupid before you do comedy. You're like, I can do that. So that's what
you say that to yourself.
Yeah.
Cocky, you know, I can do it.
Yeah, because I said one funny thing every hour. I thought I could do comedy. You know?
Oh wow! No, it's fun.
Yeah.
Naivety is the secret of comedy
when
you start.
For sure.
You need to be naive.
Yeah.
You know, because. So 7 years ago, you said I'm going to be a comedian. So, but you wait 2 years before you go on stage.
But I didn't know an open mic existed. You know what I mean? Like I didn't even know. I didn't even put any thought into how people got into comedy.
Okay.
I didn't even think there was no really like the whole podcast thing didn't start yet. So it's when like podcasts start, like about comedy started. I was like, okay, let's listen to this and see how they start. And then I was like, oh shit, go on the internet, look up like, open mics in Montreal.
Okay,
go from there. Yeah.
Okay, so. You always live in Montreal?
Yeah, I did a couple years like away there. Like I used to play hockey, so I did a couple years in the
States. So you're a hockey player?
Yeah, I was a goalie.
Wow.
So I was
an individual sport like comedian.
Exactly.
You
you're
know?
In your head for 2 hours. You know, you don't have your teammates with you. You're just you alone with your own thoughts for hours there. Like every... And I played a lot. I was on the ice for, you know, 6 days a week, so...
And goaltender or special?
Yeah.
Every time you heard some hockey player... They
it's
always said the goalie is special,
weird,
you know?
Yeah.
So did you have some rules, like don't talk to me before the game, you know, or they all know already,
well,
don't talk to Jason, you know what I mean?
The coaches, when I played like at the better levels, they usually put the goalies like separate from the rest of the team because they know that, you know, they should be concentrating more and they're in their own head. So, like, I didn't really talk much in the locker room. Just, yeah, you're always concentrating because the it's a bit like, I don't know, well, comedy's not really like that, but being a goalie in hockey is like, you're not, your goal is not to win, it's just to not fail.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's like, that's like my mentality from my whole life, is just don't fail. Not succeed, but just don't fail.
Wow.
I feel like that's the same, it kind of relates to comedy. It's like, just don't bomb.
Don't bomb.
Yeah, basically.
Or if you bomb, it's not your fault.
No, that doesn't exist. No. I mean, sorry, fuck, I don't know. What do you think?
When yes, like, it should. You know, that's true, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's, we always blame the goaltender. No matter what.
Yeah.
Okay?
So you always blame the comedian?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you win and you go like shit.
Yeah.
Oh no! Now you're a genius.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing than comedian.
Yeah. Like, it's a shitty audience.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what did you learn? The preparation. I think it's why every time I saw you, it's the first thing I said to you. You know, you're methodic. No.
Yeah.
You're calm, but
yeah,
inside you're fucking stressed. I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know,
yeah.
you explode inside.
Yeah.
You know. Me, it's the reverse. You know, I'm like a chihuahua. You know,
yeah.
I like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, I can't keep that inside me. You know what I mean? I have to do to explode before. So you play along, you play like 15 years? You play
about
a junior? Did you want
no,
to
No, I went to the States
okay.
and I played in it's a high
college?
School basically. No, high school, it's called prep school. So I lived at the school and
okay.
I was like
so
I did 2 years there and I hurt my hip, I had hip surgery and then
and you cry.
Didn't cry.
No, it was your life?
Oh yeah, definitely depressed for a few years.
It was your life.
Yeah, yeah, I was definitely depressed. But
wow.
Then I found comedy.
So the comedy changed, the replace goaltender.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because like,
how long did you, because it, when it's all your life and you stop, and not because of you but because of your
yeah
what is
my
the
hip,
name
my hip now.
See, is it the same problem than Carey Price last year?
Probably not. I think
because
he has knee and back.
Okay.
And the other stuff.
Because goaltender, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, yeah. Your body has to be built for... If there's anything wrong with your body, you're not supposed to be doing those
movements. So you cry a lot, man, because you put so much energy to succeed in that.
I was definitely upset, yeah.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
You don't like to say cry, huh?
Well, because I didn't... Like, it's not like... yeah, I was depressed for sure.
But not cry.
No, I don't think you shed a tear. No, no,
no,
no, not actually cry. No.
Okay. Wow.
No, because it wasn't like abrupt end. It was like kind of dragged itself on. You know.
Try to come back.
Yeah, and then I was just
and try to come
worse
back
and worse
hope,
and worse.
Hope, and who told you like you're done?
Well, when I came back, I got surgery.
Okay.
And when my rehab, I was playing hockey with my surgeon, and then I tore my groin. You know, land.
So it's your fault.
No, not really.
You should wait a little longer?
No, just that it's like, now the surgery is like perfected, but before it was like kind of like, they were kind of still shitty at it, you know? So I couldn't, it's not like I was a professional athlete. I didn't have like a team of people watching my rehab, you know? So
yeah.
I had to do it all by myself.
Wow.
And I'm a pretty lazy guy, like, you know.
It's why you're a comedian?
Sure, yeah. Like, I hated off, like, you know, gym training. I loved playing hockey, but I fucking hated going to the gym and stuff.
Exactly.
So.
And it's fun because comedy, the reason why you're going to succeed in comedy is only because of you, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Because how much time you put, you know?
Yeah,
nobody
but it's
goes,
mental. It's not physical. I don't have to go to the gym.
Exactly.
You know? Like
it's still physical.
Yeah.
Because if you drink too much, if you eat bad, if
yeah.
you don't exercise,
yeah.
it's maybe because you don't know, because you never did 1 hour, but
oh yeah, no, I can't.
You know, when you're gonna do 1 hour every night, though, you're gonna understand that physical. It's not.
I'm sure. Yeah.
You
no,
know what I mean?
Now I'm like I like a 12-minute spot. That's my
12-minute is your.
That's my comfort zone.
Killer.
I have a good. Yeah, I'm happy with 12. Like
yeah,
and also like I don't know. It's nice to even if you have like a solid 8, it's nice to move towards that.
Yeah,
you
because
know,
you're so able to talk with people. You know,
yeah.
it's easy for you. So, okay.
No, after 30, forget it. I haven't done anything over 30, so I don't know.
What do you mean over 30?
Minutes.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
I've never done more than 30 minutes,
exactly.
So I don't know what that's
exactly
like.
My point, you know. It's, but you're going to go there. This is your one of your goals.
Yeah.
So, 5 years ago, you decide, where's your first show?
Comedy Nest. with Amarez the first night.
Wow, shout out to Amarez. Shout out to Amarez. Love this guy.
I think we both did it for the first time. We didn't know each other, but it happened to be our first night.
So October 2015, you said, huh? 14.
14.
So you sent an email.
Yep. And then I got a call from Peter. And then,
okay.
Yeah.
So what's happened when you hang up and you know you have a gig? You have a spot?
I started writing in March of 2014.
Okay.
I mean, all my shit was terrible, you know, but I still started writing for 6 months before, just ideas.
I know, but this give you a confident.
Yeah, yeah.
Enough to try.
At least, like, I didn't have, like, oh, shit, I have a week to write 5 minutes. Yeah. You know, at least I had, like,
a terrible
10 minutes of jokes that I have never done since. Yeah, you know?
But I know a lot of comic I interview here, they said, I have nothing, man. I thought I was funny, like, natural.
Okay.
And I bomb on stage right away, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
But you are a little bit intelligent, like, I'm going to write some stuff.
Yeah. I didn't bomb, but I definitely...
No, man, we're going to go there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is why I do this.
Okay.
See, I want to dissect this story. This
sure. Because
this is gold for me, okay?
Okay.
So, you wake up the day. How you feel? How you felt at the time, you remember?
I probably super fucking... Because I had a lot of stage fright, so I was probably super nervous, you know? I think I had school, so I was in university. I think because I used to live in Laval with my parents there, so back then I probably went to school all day.
So you're how old are you?
Now I'm 29.
But so
back
you're
then
24.
Yeah,
with your parents because you have to pay school.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't go back. I didn't go from downtown back to Laval, you know, between classes. So I just stayed downtown all day. Probably wrote that set a million times, and then
you go there.
Yeah, go to the Nest.
Go to the Nest. Do you remember where you were in the lineup?
No, I don't remember who was hosting.
No.
I remember, you know what I remember? The week before I went to go see it.
Okay.
I remember that more than my show.
Okay.
I don't remember. The only thing I remember is the bright lights. And
but you said Amarez.
Yeah, and Amarez.
So you remember Amarez?
Only because we know from like, done it after, you know, we kept running into
it. But we're
going
to try to find if you remember something, okay? So you arrived there, remember how many people in the crowd?
It's weird because I went straight to the green. It was when the Nest was the other way.
Yeah.
So it was the long way.
Yeah.
And no, the only thing I remember is the bright lights, man. I don't
remember.
Okay,
so
maybe 20.
You went in the green room.
Yeah.
You wait there. Are you scared because of the other comic? Did you say hello to everybody to stop the, you know, the...
I think I said hello to everybody, yeah. But again, I don't remember.
So you don't remember where you're on the lineup?
No.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah.
So you don't remember who hosts?
No.
The guy who... You saw him when you go on stage.
Yeah,
you
don't. Might have been Darren Henwood. Might have been.
Shout out, buddy.
It might, but I'm not sure. Okay. I know that the week before it was.
He was there.
Chris Sandiford, and I know Gino Durante was on the show.
Okay,
that's all I remember.
So you remember when he say your name and you go on stage?
Yeah.
So you remember that?
Not really.
No.
No, blackout.
Wow.
At this point, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't remember you went there? Do you remember you took the mic?
Yeah. Didn't move the mic stand for sure.
I
probably moved it just a little bit.
Okay,
but
like, Okay, so what's happened?
Told the jokes.
But
very monotone, like the way I'm talking right now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, but you remember if you have laughed?
I got some laughs, yeah.
You got some laughs, so this give you confidence at the time?
If I look back, it's probably not like big, it was probably like maybe 3 laughs out of, you know, for every punchline or whatever.
Yeah, so. But for the level who you are, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
you
like
think
you
you're
said,
killing it, yeah.
Exactly, the perception, it's very wrong. And the light, it's disturb you, huh? Because it's so strong. Do you see the people?
No.
Okay.
Not the way it was set up before.
Okay,
no.
So it's raw, huh?
Yeah.
Do you remember if you saw the red light?
I didn't see it because I went like a minute and a half over.
So they cut your mic?
No. Nope. I don't know why.
Okay.
Don't know why, but my first set was like 6.5 minutes.
So you say, thank you so much. Remember something?
I remember saying, do I have time for one more? Yeah, I have time for one more. And that was probably like at 5.5.
Wow,
you know,
man.
So, yeah.
It's yeah. Wow. You don't remember.
No, it just blacked out.
Wow.
I remember the other sets a little bit more. Like
yes, no, yeah, I don't care. Yeah,
stuff,
well,
but, yeah.
Nobody care about the second time you have sex, you know? You know what I mean? Who cares? So you like to put the bottle down?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know they invent this table for that? All right, let's see. I'm going to put my water here.
It's easier than this.
Why?
I don't know. My hands are already here.
Terrible. So
it's efficient.
So if I invite you at home, you gonna do that? You gonna put your bottle down?
I feel bad without a coaster. You know,
This is a shitty table. I mean, look at that. It's a beautiful table, but with a lot of.
Why are you talking shit about the table?
Okay, so when you get out of the stage, do you remember what you said to yourself?
No. I remember the walk home from the metro in Laval to the car where I parked my car to drive back home. I listened to the set again, and I thought it was fucking great.
You said I'm born for that. It's me. It's for me. I want to continue.
At least I'm funny. Yeah, I'm funny. That's what I thought. Yeah.
And people, when you get out of the stage, people come to see you and said, "Hey, you're amazing."
Not really. I think Amarez told me I was like witty or something. So like I don't what? Witty, like clever, not funny. You know, like. So I think I had a inflated idea of what actually happened. I probably just did like fucking, you know, like a 3 out of 10, but I thought it was like a 7 or 8, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because why I say that, it's no matter if you kill or you bomb, nobody care.
Yeah.
The goal is to go on stage.
Yeah, it's your first
time. This is the toughest part ever. Yeah. And you did it.
Yeah.
You know? Because I remember the same time I want to kill badly. My ego was so strong,
when
man.
When did you start?
What do you mean?
When did you start? When was your first time?
My first show was at the Yuck Yuck Ottawa.
Okay. When?
And I bombed 2011, like October, 29 October 2011.
Okay.
Bomb.
Oh, yeah?
And me, I have experience in French.
Because, okay, you know, so that was your first English, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I get out of the stage, yes!
Yeah?
Yeah, because I knew that the tough part is to bomb on stage, and after that, sky's the limit, you know. Yeah. And after that, I just go back. But I think I did the 400 show this year.
Oh yeah,
the 2012.
Oh, that year?
Yeah, because I did my show at the Yuck Yuck. Because the ironic part is I headline at the Yuck Yuck in French.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the owner.
And you did the open mic in English.
The owner said, "You want to do the open mic?" I said, "No, I'm not ready." He said, "Okay." I said, fuck, it's an opportunity. Yeah. Why you should? And the time I was pissed off about myself, I said, no. He came back, said, you sure? I said, no, I want to do it.
Okay.
And I bombed so hard. After that, I said, thank you for the opportunity. Someday I'm going to headline here in English.
Oh, yeah?
And he laughed so hard.
And have you done it?
And now he doesn't laugh anymore. No. I headline twice a year.
Nice.
You know, and I travel
Canada,
the world, Los Angeles, you know. But I was lucky to remember that you need this. My first show ever in French, it was at the college, high school. Sorry,
okay.
17 years old.
Oh shit!
Yeah. In front of 400 kids.
For a talent show or whatever.
Exactly. Okay. And I did well.
Yeah.
I was lucky. Yeah. Like it was not my material.
No.
It was a Reader's Digest joke. You know Reader's Digest?
Yeah.
You know you shit and you can read that.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I'm gonna do that for the rest of my life.
I didn't know what feeling.
Yeah. Oh, you know that.
Yeah, but I remember the first time I like had a really good set. Yeah.
So let's go there. When did you realize? Because you struggle, like you said. You said the first year you did some comedy.
Like the first year and a half, I guess it was like a set a month or whatever. You know, I think I did like 20 sets in the 18 months or whatever.
Did you quit after?
I took one summer off.
Like,
but that was still in the first. So October, summer 2014, I didn't do any comedy because I was working 7 days a week. I was not good. Like,
no.
But I've never taken off more than those 3 months, like the May to September there or whatever.
Okay.
And then I think like maybe, but in the first year and a half was the first time I killed, and then I started working hard.
What do you mean you kill?
It was just like someone brought like 70 people to an open mic at the Nest, and it was a good audience. And I had been working on the same jokes for, you know, the 10 sets, 15 sets before, so I knew my, you know, even though I was saying like and whatever a lot, I still knew my material, and it just went really well. And like the first time I got that big laugh, I was like, oh, this is doing well. Okay, I get it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I understand why I bomb every night.
Yeah. Like now I get what killing is.
I have the reward.
Really well. Yeah.
And now you knew.
Yeah, I know that feeling now. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know that because we are me. I'm always put too much energy of people around me.
Okay.
Like your headliner, you're a very great carrier. Why you go bomb at the Grumpy's? You know, I said, yeah. Because it's the goal. It's to
you have to do new shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, you don't know if that's gonna be
but
good.
But when you arrive there, if I can,
yeah,
they have no there, but if you can understand the ego. When you arrive there with other headliner, they will never go back.
Yeah, okay.
They will never, because the ego is so strong and they don't want to fight and sweat anymore. They say, I'm going to do this 45 minutes for the rest of my life, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And me, I can do that. I want to be better. I want to push myself, you know? I want to, it's fun. It's fun when you kill because you work so hard with a joke. But when you do a new joke.
Yeah.
And they kill, oh my God, it's a feeling.
Yeah,
you know?
It's fantastic.
I said, why I wait 2 months? It was on my desk, this joke, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know, the first, I write slowly. I write really slowly. It takes me a while to, like, you know, build on a premise and stuff, so.
So when do you know, when you know it's time to try the joke?
If are I'm you excited like, about it, okay. If I'm excited about it, I'll just do it. And then,
me, if I have a minute, maybe a flash, I'm going to go at McLean.
Yeah.
And bomb right away.
Yeah, that's it. You know, like I did it last night at Grumpy's, I bombed, and I know it's going to work. Because I did.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you believe more in yourself. You're more confident.
Yeah.
Because you stop maybe to try to talk to the people. Do you like this joke? If you know it's funny.
Yeah. It's very rare that, like, I know it's funny and it just doesn't work. If it is, it's just that I need to, like, I look at it from a different angle or, like.
Like maybe you did not. Say well, maybe you were.
I think it's usually for me. It's the context is not there, so I just need more setup. Yeah. Or maybe the thing I said is actually not the punchline; it's the tag, because the punchline needs to be more in their face. So like mm-hmm. a punchline that like explains the joke more, and then the tag is the thing that I think is the punchline.
So tell me why you decide to host when you can just have spots?
Because you're on for like you know you do well. When I host, I would say I do material for maybe 15, 20 minutes, which is not, you know, it's not bad.
Yeah, and, after that, yeah. And you go on stage all the time
yeah, versus yeah, somebody yeah. else. Exactly. So, like, I end up, if it's like a short night at Grumpy's, well, if it's a long night at Grumpy's, I'm not going to do 40 minutes of material because it's, you know, 25 people.
Yeah,
in the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's say I do 15 minutes of material, and then it's also, like, every time I bring someone up, I try to have a riff or something, you know, just try to come up with something on the spot.
So yeah, but who told you that if... you have to host because you're going to be better faster.
I don't know if anyone...
Nobody tell you that? So you knew that?
I just... Well, I think after the first time I hosted like an open mic at McLean's or like a show at Blue Dog or whatever, I just saw that like, oh, first of all, you need like at least 15 minutes of solid material to host, you know? Yeah. It makes it makes you work on crowd work.
Yes.
It makes you work on, you know, like different parts of your... your craft, whatever you want to call it, your craft there. Like
yeah, like
different tools, you know?
Yeah, any kind of situation arrive, you're yeah. ready, you know what I mean?
And like, sure, it's like you're shitty at the beginning, but like the better you get, the better you get at just regular stand-up, you know?
So. No, I mean, it's fun all your reserve, and you know that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
See, what's happened? Is inside, you know what I mean? Inside of you, like... Like for so for a calm guy,
yeah.
you know, a teacher,
yeah.
why you want to put you in the danger in a shitty open mic? What is your what do you want? You know, what is you have so much a beautiful life.
Yeah.
You well, say I don't deserve it. I'm gonna suffer it about that.
I just love comedy, man. I don't know.
No, I know. But
you don't want like the reason why I want to host and be well, first of all, shitty at hosting and better. Like I really do think it's just a tool to get better at like
yeah
like is my I know my weakness is performance you know so okay. I know that like just getting looser as a host is gonna help me get looser on
yeah.
stage
yeah
and, like and I've definitely you know I've seen the improvement on stage as a person but I know there's yeah. a lot more to come you know
yeah.
so I'm confident
oh yeah
so.
Yeah it's I think it's infinity
yeah infinite yeah
it's infinite nobody can say you know man I already find, you know, the roof of my talent.
Yeah.
I can't go up. It's impossible.
Like, I don't know. For me, yeah, I don't know. There's maybe a cap for some people. Like, no, I know it's maybe a cap
it's
for...
the ego, the cap.
Sure.
Because Jerry Seinfeld, look, take his jet, go to New York, take his porch, and the ego bomb at the comedy club. He doesn't need to do that.
No.
It's yeah. Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. So if he do that... Who are you in life to say I'm at the top? You know.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's not. You don't know the competition. Never done growing. Yeah.
So, like, so, and it, it's fun because fast you understand what is bombing, fast you understand what is comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when did you take, when did you realize that bombing, it's the process? And said to the ego,
probably,
shut up?
Probably when I started doing well regularly.
Okay.
Because before I didn't know I was bombing.
You know? Didn't know?
Well, I mean, like, for me, like, back then, like, bombing was, like, zero laughs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when, because I was doing shows for, you know, 7 people, 20 people. So you're not, like, it's not like you're doing a show for, like, a, you know, a packed club, you know?
No,
like,
I know.
If you bomb at a packed club, it's different from bombing.
It's not the same bombing,
yeah,
you're right.
Also, when I started in Montreal, I didn't have that many rooms. Not
no.
like now, you
yeah.
know? It was just...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's important what you said. If you bomb in a shitty open mic and in a comedy club, it's not the same bomb. You bomb for real, because bombing is just because I don't find another words to explain.
Yeah, yeah.
Explain
like,
you that.
Like last night I bombed at Grumpy's, but I don't
but
give a shit. It's
exactly,
not a bomb,
it's not the
you
same
know?
Bomb.
If I bomb at a show where someone's paying me, or the audience is paying, that's a bomb.
Exactly.
Know?
So what could I say about not performing well at the Grumpy's? It's, you know what I mean? Is it bombing? What, we should find another word. You know what I mean?
Come up with a new term?
Yeah, because you're right. When I go there, I don't go there to make people laugh when I go to the Grumpy's.
No,
I go there to keep my muscle.
Yeah.
To keep my drive.
Yeah.
The way I talk on the mic, to be able to be surrounded of people who don't care, because people think this is worse.
Nah.
It's not the worst. The worst is the corporate. When 500 people don't care about you, but you have to kill because they pay you a lot.
Yeah.
Now you're going to remember why you did Grumpy.
I got no expertise with corporate. So.
So you know my point? This is why...
I've never done a corporate, so I don't know what...
Never did a 10-minute in a great condition.
In what do you mean? Like, sorry?
Great condition. Like, people pay...
Oh, yeah, I've done that, but I've
never
done
Did you play
like
here?
Hmm? Yeah, I've been here, yeah.
The weekend?
Yeah.
So this is good.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. But I thought you meant corporate, like, for like a company.
No, I mean, because corporate comedy club wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
I've
never done a wedding.
No, never did a wedding.
No, someone asked me to MC a wedding, but I didn't say.
You said no?
I don't think I was ready yet. You know,
okay.
Give me a couple of years still. Like,
yeah.
Or even no, probably now. Yeah, but anyways, it's I don't know. How do you fucking MC a wedding?
I know.
If I don't know the people.
Exactly, and
I didn't know them at all. It was just an audience member.
You have to do a game, you know, stupid game. You know, so you know what I mean.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care if it's a few hundred, whatever.
No. So, how you describe your comedy? If I ask you what kind of comedy, what is your?
Well, it's definitely set up punchline.
Okay.
I don't know. Not. I try to bring a little bit of absurd into like regular life. I don't know. That's about it. Yeah. It's. I try to. Like my, I don't know if this is like a problem or not, but like I try to write about stuff that no one's ever talked about before, so that's why
it's
hard
tough,
to,
eh?
Yeah,
it's
hard,
yeah. So you talk about what?
Well, like, I don't know.
But you talk about pizza.
Yeah, but I talk about specifically cartoon pizza, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure people have like, I've done
love
that
the
material.
Joke. Love the joke.
I'm sure people have done that material
it's
before,
the angle.
But I try to, you know, I try to make an angle, like I bring it into the idea of like Pizza Hut shouldn't have sponsored a TV show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I hope no one's done that joke, you know?
Yeah.
Like the
but
pizza
why,
shouldn't have...
Why you restrict yourself?
Well, I'm moving out of it now.
Okay.
Like right now, like it's changing more and more. Like I think at a certain point, like I think the goal is to get big enough that you bring your own audience, you know? And then they just want to hear your point of view on everything.
Exactly.
So like, it doesn't matter if you talk about something that's already been talked about.
Yeah.
They just want to hear your, but
yeah.
For now, I think it's a good muscle to be as unique as possible, you know?
Yeah, but...
it's not for everybody, but...
Yeah, but unique, it's you.
Yeah.
It's not your joke. Because nobody remembered the joke.
Sure.
Everybody said, I love Russell Peter, you know? Why? Because they will never say the joke to what, you know? It's the guy.
The person?
In Sugar Sammy, you
yeah.
know, the big star, you know,
yeah.
Bill Burr.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I saw all the show. I don't remember one of... Maybe if I think...
Okay.
But in general, you know?
See, like for me, when I think about comedians that I love, for me it's like what I remember is specific wording.
Because you do the job.
Yeah.
You try to
but
find...
But I've always been like that. Even yeah. before, yeah, when I watched comedy before, like, it's the way they presented the word. I like writing, so
yeah,
it's the
yeah,
way
I know. Every time I talk, I'm scared about neck. Because you're gonna say, we should say this like that.
No, I'm off the word.
But Goaltender was the same thing for you, huh? Watching Patrick Roy, watching
yeah,
the,
yeah, it's your
méthodique, like yeah. you know, you like to
very specific.
Yeah. So what is your favorite comedian? Who you like the most?
It's
Louis C.K.
Louis was the guy I definitely watched before I started yeah. comedy. You know, John Mulaney.
Oh.
John Mulaney. He's pretty big. Like he's.
No, again, let's go down. I'll put this on.
He wrote for it because now it's half empty, so it's starting to make like sounds.
No, me too. Is half. Look. Yeah. So I'm gonna put that down.
John Mulaney was like a Saturday Night Live writer.
Okay.
He did a little bit on TV too, but like he's got three specials on Netflix, I think, and he's really, really good.
Do you think you if you have an opportunity to be a writer for SNL, you would jump on that?
I mean, who wouldn't? Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen.
No, man.
Yeah.
No. Don't. Hey, you never know, man. Don't close the seat.
All right, Lauren.
No, man.
Who are? Okay, sure.
Because me, I would say no because I don't like it to write jokes for other people. But you, yeah, I feel like you like it, you know. And at the same time, you know what is comedy. You're not just a writer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, from doing stand-up, you understand what.
But if you had to choose. Which one would it be?
I would love to do like both at the same time.
Yeah, but if you have one choice, you want to be a comedian or a writer?
I guess I could answer that question if I ever get a writing job.
Yeah, or no, but both sides, no, both success. Look.
Okay, both are 100% success?
Yeah.
Only because I'm a pretty, I'm not a shitty performer, but like I could definitely, it's definitely going to be a lot of hard work to become a great performer. So it'd be easier to just get a writing job.
So you know you're better now writing than performing?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
For sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can give my jokes to someone else and do a better job.
Yeah. Are you doing that? You don't say your joke.
I don't think that's as big as it was before, like in the before the internet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like big stars have writers, you know, like the Kevin Hart's and stuff, but like, I don't know, unless I'm just not aware of
in
it.
In French,
like, French, you have people who sell jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never. Yeah. And it's bien vu. I would say it's bien
vu. It's like well received.
Yeah, but
well seen.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like people give you, you know what I mean.
I've heard of one guy in Toronto who, like, my friend has a joke that he can't do.
Okay.
Because just the way he looks. Okay. So, and one of his friends wanted to buy the joke from him.
Okay.
And he refused. But that's the only time I've heard of someone trying to buy a joke.
In French, I remember a comedian was amazing, and he stopped, and he said, "Can I buy your joke?" And he said, "No."
Oh,
I said, "But you will never come back." And the joke was very funny, and he said, "No." I said, "Fuck, you're gonna let die this beautiful joke, you know?"
Yeah.
Because he never did TV show with, you know, it was just in the bar in the club.
Okay, so it's like not published. So it's,
no, exactly.
It's like free game, whatever.
No, exactly. And now because everything changed with the internet.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Nobody care anymore. No, mate, it was. It was example, he did it just for Laugh TV show, okay?
Yeah.
But in 2005, this video don't exist anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because the internet was not there strong like now. Now everybody put our video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm going to call it back because you just remember, maybe it's everybody need money, you know? But the joke was amazing, man. It was the way I liked the joke. I like to explain
style.
A story, you know?
Okay, yeah.
If I'm pissed off about something, I want to explain why I'm pissed off and what I'm going to do with that.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's long.
Yeah.
So it's why sometimes, you know, it's impossible for me to have 6 minutes because my punch is at 6:30. You know what I mean? Because I'm French, I need to, you know? So how do you feel for the last 5 years? Do you start to feel confident now?
I'd say like every 6 months was like I can look back at the set from 6 months before and be like, okay, I got better. You know, I've definitely haven't gotten worse in the, you know, and I did the, I don't know if other people have talked about the Edinburgh, the Scotland Fringe Festival.
Okay. You went there?
I went in August. I was there all of August. So I did, you know, whatever, 60 sets in a month. So
60 sets?
Yeah.
How people respond about that?
What do you mean?
Did they enjoy it?
it's
people laugh. Yeah.
Well, it's different shows, right? It's not just my show. So I had a show that I at midnight every night, which was my show with my two, well, two other comedians from Montreal.
Okay.
We did that every night at midnight. So that was 25 shows of that. And okay. then other shows of just like people that were also other Canadians at the festival that had their own shows, and we would jump on their shows there. So I mean, it was like, you know, the shows went from like 6 people to 100 people. So like every set was different. You know what I mean? Like,
so 100 people, what?
But, I mean, like I think the UK likes my style of humor more than Montreal.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to come back? You want to go back?
Yeah, I definitely go back. Yeah.
So what kind of experience, what strengths did you come back with?
Okay,
you
know? Well, I think the just not giving a shit, you know?
Not giving a shit?
Yeah, because the way you get people at your shows, you have to flyer. You have to hand people flyer on the street.
Wow.
So you just get...
Did you see Crashing?
Yes, I've
it's
seen
it. It's the TV show?
Yeah, right? I've only seen the two, not okay. the third season. So.
Okay, you but do that.
Yeah. It's, so it's like so, that. Yeah, so you lose... Yeah, you lose a bit of a part of your shell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just stop giving... Yeah. So it helped on stage, too, you know, because I would have to flyer for half an hour before every show.
Okay.
And then go look at the same people I just flyered and, you know, tell my jokes, right?
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just to be... To do it every day, like 2-3 times a day, it's like it's...
It's the goal, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's not easy to do that in Montreal.
No, Montreal, like, an amazing week... 6-7 sets, you know, like if I could do a set a day for a month, that's a great month. That happens
yeah.
maybe every 5 months for
yeah.
me. Like it's not
Thursday. I don't see open mic Thursday.
There's some new ones popping
up.
Yeah. But what happens in Montreal? Like it's great that people start, you know, new mics and stuff. But when new people start a mic, usually they end after 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
it's you need someone with a little bit more experience.
So you have the. What is the name? The
Comedy Village, the
yeah,
hostel.
Yes, this is you. How long you have that?
A year.
Okay.
It was remember before Comedy Abroad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
So you you host and you book?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't. It's me and Oren.
Okay.
Shapiro. Yeah. So we.
Oh, you
just,
split the.
We co-host it.
Okay.
We don't always host it. Like I've hosted since I came back from Scotland. I've hosted like half of them, or maybe more than half. I've hosted like I don't know. It's been a month. I've hosted like. 4 out of 5, I think. And Oren's had other stuff, so he hasn't been...
So if you don't host, you have a spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is fun.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Give
yeah.
you an opportunity to win.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it's a good show. Like, you know, some shows are not as good as others, like any other show.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But
and it's tourists at your show?
Yeah, because it's at a hostel.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful hostel.
I know,
it's
I remember like, when yeah. I start, I did like 10 times AZ there.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
You're welcome again.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing to try your joke. So
mm-hmm.
because I'm French, you know, and my reference when I start was French.
That's the thing. And even like a Tim Hortons reference might not do that well. You know what I
no.
mean? Like, it has to be pretty because you have a lot of people from, you know, England, Australia,
yeah.
Germany, whatever. So
but, hey, Baldi, tabarnak. What's happened, boss? but no, you're right. But people are more open.
Then
if I go to Toronto, talk about my French stuff, they don't care.
They don't give a shit?
No. Right. But because they're from, they visit Montreal, they want to know, you know, like, what is maple syrup?
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's either that or they've never seen a stand-up comedy show before and they don't
yeah.
know how to behave.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
like, some people are just like, they're after the show, they come to say, great show, but
yeah.
they sat there the whole time, like, yeah.
So, what do you enjoy the most in a day you're gonna have a show tonight? What do you like, you know? What is excited the most, you know what I mean? Like, example, okay, you're your teacher, the 5 minutes is gonna be finished.
Yeah.
You have a show.
Yeah.
So, what is your process, you know? Do you start to practice your joke? Are you just pumped to go there?
It depends on where I'm at with the process and, you know, with which joke, you know?
Okay.
Like, if I'm in a funk where I haven't been writing new stuff...
You stress.
No, I don't stress. I'm just like, maybe I focus on performing more, you know? If I have one new line I want to try, what I'm doing is I'm rewriting the entire joke over and over again with that new line in it, just
and,
so it gets in my head.
And do you put the joke when you start, in the middle, at the end?
I still haven't figured that out.
Okay.
I think I think the bet, if it's a brand new joke, I'll put it right in the middle.
Okay.
If it's a old joke with a new tag, I'll do it right at the beginning so I don't forget.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I try to close strong, so I don't really just do newer stuff on. So
you never did that because you want to be famous. It's not the motivation.
No, I'd like to make a living from it.
Make a living.
But I don't know if fame is like.
Fame, it's not something you. To be recognized every time you go. No, hey, are you the comedian, no. Baldy?
I already, yeah, like you already get enough looks, like in a small, you know, if you. I live in an English part of town, so a lot of people go to comedy shows and stuff. So I do get, you know, people who know who I am.
Do
so
you like that?
It's okay, but it's, I'd rather.
Come on.
It's good, but I don't like.
I know you don't do that for that, yeah, but yeah. Come on, let's see. This job sucks so much. When somebody said, "Hey, you're amazing."
Yeah, it definitely feels good. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You do that? You
no, research? No. I say thank you. Yeah, sure,
would you show your face, look?
No, I give a
thank
smile.
You, man. Yeah, you smile.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, because. No, it's fun because perception, you know.
Yeah.
It's the way I try to explain who I think.
Yeah.
You know, because me, my perception is not good too. You know what I mean? So I arrive, I smile with people.
Sure.
I said to the people, don't give up, you know. And yeah. And I have some people who came back later and said, at the time I thought you're fake.
Oh yeah.
So what, fake of what? What do you mean fake?
Yeah.
I thought you were not real. Like you don't say that. I said, did I say shit on you? I said, no. Okay, so I encourage you? Yeah. So why I'm fake? You know what I mean? So now I don't want to change who I am, but I'm more reserved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't, but at the same time, I want to be myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me, when I, you remember? at McLean,
yeah.
Before I go, I said, "Hey, man, yeah. The pizza joke, great job, yeah, man." And I saw in your face like, "No." And this is my perception. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's you think that, but I feel like you did not give me like. He said, "I feel like said no. I don't believe you. I don't think you. You just say that because I don't. Do you know what I mean?" I was like, "Oh, see,
I probably."
So I you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I start to stop doing that because. I don't want to be fake. I don't want to.
No, I believe you in the
you
moment.
You believe you?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Really?
It's not, yeah. Okay. It's not about that. It's like, I think in the moment, I'm just like, it's more about me being pissed at myself for not doing something I wanted to do on stage. You know what I mean? It's not about.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I just have a hard time separating that.
Make some noise, Baldy. This is an Italian, the owner, Tony, who gave us the coffee. Think about that.
No, it's very.
Think about that. All the service we have. Hey,
don't
Tony.
Think too much.
Tony, merci, I love you, Baldy. You know this place. It's yeah. Amazing. Shout out to Ali and Sid who do the great comedy night.
Shout out.
And you perform here, and it's fun because you know when you are who you are, like doing hosting Grumpy's, play at McLean, go at Mickey Benz, Comedy Village. You finish by thinking, like, maybe I suck, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Until you go to the Nest or here, and it's, oh no, everything is great.
Yeah.
Because me, I know I'm funny.
Yeah.
But when I do, like I said, McLean's, I'm doing the small open mic. After that, I go to the Blue Dog. I go to Mickey Benz. The day after, I go to the Ethnic Show. I'm doing to going to the Bordel. Yeah. And after, I'm going to Grumpy's. And I said, I'm like, I suck, you know? And until I arrive here, or I do my corporate, and it's, oh no, I'm stronger than ever.
Yeah.
You know, because the important show now, I'm not scared anymore. But I was scared before, but you know why I'm not scared anymore? Because I bombed all
week. It's
why I want to do a t-shirt. I bombed the week, and I killed the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would sell.
No, because no matter who you are in life, look. Okay, if you think you're not funny or you don't, it's tough. Trust me. No matter where you are in comedy, it's always tough.
Yeah, for sure.
It's always tough. Yeah. You know, if I stay in French, okay, my first language.
Yeah.
And where I was, make a lot of money, recognition. You know, a TV show. You know.
Yeah.
I will. It would be easy.
Okay.
Because.
So why the change?
Because I didn't care about that.
Oh no!
I don't care to. I don't like to be comfortable in life.
Okay.
It's, you know what I mean.
Okay.
My goal is always to push myself.
Okay.
You know, if you play video game,
Yeah.
You make the game.
Yeah.
I don't do the game after. At the, another level, harder.
Okay.
I don't care. I buy another game. In life, it's the same thing. When I achieve a goal, I don't continue the goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not. You know, okay. For me, it was never to make money in French. But at the same time, at the end, it was because you need to pay your rent. You need a certain level of quality life. But when I was there, I was like disappointed. I said, oh, it's only that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so what's next?
Because you know, in life, you always said, when I'm going to be there,
yeah,
I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
It's not true, man.
I can imagine. I don't know for sure, but.
If you start to understand, like, happiness is now. And now.
Yeah.
Like we have.
Yeah.
In the moment prison, take the bottle, it's still on the floor, you know? You want to put the coffee too?
No.
Hey, see, you didn't. You
no, I've.
Tab, I'm like, man.
I didn't do nothing. Man. Sorry, man. I see it. It's in front of me. It goes down.
Yeah, man. Are you Italian?
Yeah.
You really?
Yeah.
I just say that in joke because you, this is an Italian shot, look.
Yeah, yeah.
You know me? It's more like.
Fancy little.
Yes.
Well, it's very good.
An afternoon tea.
It's very.
So anyway, I always want to be a comedian in English. You know, I was scared. I didn't speak the language.
Yeah.
And I remember, I was there, you know, in French, and I said, if I never start, you know, I will never jump, you know.
Yeah.
And I jumped. I said, fuck off. And now it's the best thing I made in my life, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody said, why you make so much money? I don't care. It's not about the money. It's about the drive, you know. Yeah. Like if you told me 7 years ago, okay, you're gonna do a podcast in English, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are gonna judge you because you don't speak well,
yeah,
because they're a teacher, but in general, they're gonna like it or understand.
I understand.
I will not believe that. You know what I mean? My goal is to show who I am, because I'm a comedian,
mm-hmm,
but I wanna show us, see, we have great comic in Montreal.
Yeah, it's
not scene, just man. It's not just for laugh.
No,
it's the laugh is important,
yeah,
because it's the trademark. Well, it's a point. It's in the map of Montreal, but Chris,
it's 2 weeks a year.
You exist,
yeah.
You know, I don't say because of my podcast you're gonna be a superstar, but if I do this and somebody do that and you continue to focus,
yeah,
and
for sure.
Imagine if you start to be a superstar. Who's the winner? It's me, Bobby, because I know you're funny.
Yeah.
I work with you.
So it's an investment right now.
So it's I love to gamble, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But when you know the work ethic, yeah, because I saw a lot of comics are funny, but they don't have the work ethic.
Yeah.
Because the success to be a comedian, it's talent, work ethic, chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you can say work ethic, talent.
Yeah.
And you have the work ethic, man. And yeah, no matter if you don't think you're funny, calm down. Everything's gonna happen. Because you know why you don't think you're funny? It's because maybe you inside you don't let the Jason.
Yeah.
The but real
Jason.
It's
a step by step process.
Oh yeah, continue to do the grumpy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, at one point. Yeah.
You're gonna arrive, you know, it's true.
No, I see it. So, like, I'm not worried, you know? Like,
no,
it's happening small, little by little.
You have 5 years old.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Four and a half.
Even then, like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm 7 years old in English.
Yeah.
But I have, you know, I have a lot
background of experience. But, like, you know, different people have different things that let them get better quickly, you know?
Exactly my point. So what is your, motivate you? Why are you laughing?
No, because I did not.
Yeah, it's all right.
I hope
it's because you're tall, tabarnak. It's 4'5", 5'7" here. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah, she's all right. She's there. So what is, because you know what, the motivation is to be better.
Yeah.
But do you have an ultimate goal, like you want to achieve, you know? Like, is it to do just for laugh, to be at Zoo Fest? You know,
ultimate goal would be like, you know, making a living in comedy, probably in the States.
Oh, this is important what you said, in the States.
Unless something happens in the Canadian, like unless like Toronto becomes like more like it's great now, you know. Like I would love to make a living in comedy in Toronto. That would be a success as well, to be yeah. make a living in comedy, writing yeah. on a TV show, yeah. performing.
Yeah,
which the only place you can do that is in Toronto, probably. You know,
I went there, and trust me, everywhere it's saturated.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you go to Toronto and you have to restart at zero and make yeah. click.
Why
you don't stay in Montreal, you know what I mean, and work harder,
yeah, sure.
you know, but so make a living and move to LA and move to New York,
LA, whatever, like
you don't care, okay, but you need a visa or a green card, yeah. you know, so
you need to get to the point where you're making money from comedy in Canada,
yeah, and have a reward, you know, and yeah. some stuff like that. Okay, so you have a big dream, man.
Right, but I mean, like, again,
it's fun.
That's an ultimate, that's like, you know, winning the lottery type of thing. Yes. But there's little steps along the way that you can achieve, you know.
But you know how to win the lottery?
You play the way. Play?
Yeah,
play the lottery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
I'm playing the lottery, yeah.
If you don't stop comedy, man, you see, you're in the zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's people who fail too, but, you know.
Because
they
quit.
Sure.
I never saw somebody
not yeah.
Fail and then they not give up.
Okay.
If you don't give up, you're gonna. Do you believe in that?
I believe I'll be fine. Yeah.
Oh man, listen, Bill Burr. Do you like Bill Burr?
Yeah, for sure.
Bill Burr, never give up.
Yeah.
He could give up 1,000 times. He said he focused, and someday he did the Philadelphia show. Did you see the Philadelphia
yeah, of course,
show?
Yeah.
And he starts saying "fuck you, guy," and he starts to be so
yeah.
pissed off
yeah.
that he went famous of that.
Yeah.
And the character. Explode.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like that, you know, pissed off on stage, you know?
But even to the point, like, I would be happy getting to the point where he was at that point, because he was making a living off comedy. He was on, you know, that whole show was like
yeah. Yeah, but,
XM radio and all that
shit. But he was an underground comic.
Sure.
You think he paid his rent at the time?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he wasn't making millions, but he was paying his rent for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. We're going to call him Buddy.
Nope.
So pay your rent. I think it's the best goal.
Yeah.
I think me it's my ultimate goal all the time. No matter
yeah.
if I know money's out is there.
Yeah.
It's always I'm always grateful.
Yeah.
And I'm never pissed off about if somebody have a gig or this. Or
yeah.
that. I don't care about that. Are you jealous about other comic?
No, I'm not.
No.
Not jealous. No.
You never feel like fuck. I'm better than him. I should.
No, I think the people who get stuff usually deserve it, so it's
okay.
So
you made sure.
Yeah, sure. Like the people in this city who do very well work very hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, or they're smart about the way they approach it. They're doing something I'm not doing. So it's like, why am I gonna be jealous if I'm just not doing the work? You know?
Yeah. So you're not jealous.
I mean, I'm more jealous of little shitty things like not getting a spot on a show, as opposed to like actually achieving.
Yeah.
If someone achieves something, it's
yeah.
because they work for it.
Yeah.
No one's given anything, so
yeah.
If they work for it, then why should I be jealous?
Yeah.
But if there's a new show and I'm not on it on the first show, then I'm not only for an hour. You know,
hey,
for
it's no BS
minutes.
With
yeah.
SB. See, don't be, yeah.
yeah,
you're right. See,
only,
book this guy, guys.
I'm well booked.
He's amazing, man. So okay, so last question, man.
Sure.
Do you think the Expo are back?
Peel Basin.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
you know,
I think so. I think within 5 years, they're going to start building, probably.
And is it a sport you like?
Not really.
You don't enjoy baseball?
I didn't really grow up with it. You know,
okay.
Yeah.
It's
like,
not in your family?
No, it's not in my family. But,
so the summer was not baseball?
No, it was hockey.
Hockey, in the summer?
Yeah, all year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the Montreal? Do you think they're going to make the playoff this year?
2019? It depends on injuries.
Yeah.
It depends on... depends on the three let's say two younger guys, Kotkaniemi
yeah.
and Suzuki.
Yeah. Maybe Paling.
Paling I would love to see that's the thing actually, I don't know. If you move Max Domi to the wing, then I would like to see Paling up here. But
if Drouin has to upgrade his skill.
Is not I don't call him lazy, but like he fucking
too much talent, not enough excited with the talent, no?
Yeah,
less art than Gallagher. Imagine if you put the art of Gallagher and Drouin.
Well, then you have like Mitch Marner, you know? So,
wow, exactly.
Yeah.
So you know hockey.
Yeah.
So you still love hockey.
Yeah, I'm not as, like I used to, I used to watch every game. I used to know all the prospects. Yeah, I used to like draft everything.
I buy some hockey card, you know.
Yeah, but now I know not as much as I used to know, but like I'm still pretty.
Because we live in the hockey town, you know, so you know, we don't have trade. They brainwash us. So they're gonna make the playoff or not? I don't care.
I'm gonna say this year, yes, and only
one round, two rounds?
Oh, that's look at last year. You don't know. Look at
last year, they
Look at Columbus.
Oh, Saint Louis. You mean Saint Louis?
But even Columbus beat Tampa Bay in the first round. You don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You don't know.
They beat Tampa Bay in 4-0.
In four games, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what? Imagine. I don't like the way they work it, by the way.
No?
I don't like the 1-8. No, it's stupid.
It's not 1-8. It's the wild card, right? The wild card?
It's West Tampa Bay first and Columbus 8.
Yeah, in that, but then, like, who was playing? It was Leafs. The Leafs were playing who?
That's a good question. Maybe you confused
me. Who
they
lose to?
Leaf Boston?
Maybe.
I don't remember because...
Yeah, me neither.
And, like, I'm not, like, a fan, but... So, playoffs...
Let's say Canadians make the playoffs.
But, good luck.
But you don't know. That's the thing.
Oh, and you believe in that?
Yeah.
You believe that, like... If you make the playoff, everything is possible?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I don't believe that.
No?
But not in hockey.
I think hockey is the most luck-based
sport. No, you're right, because the momentum is so strong. Yeah.
You never know. Like, some matchups are just better than others, you know? Like.
So what is your favorite sport, if you don't
hockey.
Like hockey?
Yeah,
okay, so, but you don't watch it a lot?
No, I still watch. Like, I don't watch probably, like, 50, 60 games this year.
Okay.
You know, depends on the shows there.
Do
like,
you go see
shows.
A real game?
It's been 2 years since I've been.
Yeah.
I didn't go last year.
You're a comedian. It's expensive.
It's expensive. If I get, I mean, like, I'm lucky enough to get tickets once in a while, but I'm going to go see probably the Laval Rocket at some point.
Yes, it's cheaper, you're right. You know? If Pelling, Suzuki are there.
Yeah.
The Barnack, it's $7 a ticket.
Yeah, so I'll go see it.
Man, you're a great guy.
Thanks, man.
You're a great human being. Now I know who you are for real.
Yeah, this
so
is a good
every
time
I'm gonna see you, I'm gonna know it's the guy is just relaxed in his head. Don't disturb him. He's gonna host about Mac. Okay, you know, don't scare him. No, because I love to encourage people, you know, because when I start coming in, nobody care about me. Nobody encourage me, and they discourage me. Yeah. So when I saw a guy like you, I know nobody say that you're amazing, and it's rare because people are competitive, you know.
I have a pretty good, like my group of my peers in comedy are pretty cool. Like we support each other. So
it's fun, but it's rare.
And we know each other's strengths, so I know they're not gonna tell me I'm a great performer. They're gonna say that new joke was good.
Yeah, but is it because you have a comedy night?
No, because it's
you know what I mean?
That started before I had a show.
Okay, anything. So this is fun. I have a great entourage.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy, man.
Thanks, man.
Believe in yourself, okay? No, I know you don't.
We don't like that, but we do that for that.
You know what I mean? So thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
You're amazing.
No, this is great.
Let's go. My bottle.
Should have put it on the table.
Hey, let's put the bottle there. It's on the other table.
See, I didn't want to do this all.